According to the recently published 2013 Tennessee Report Card, an evaluation of all the public grade schools in the state, CSAS, the Chattanooga School for the Arts and Sciences, is one of the most successful public schools in Chattanooga and Hamilton County. Last year, 99% of their students graduated, and almost 60% of them qualified for the HOPE Scholarship, which requires that they graduate with at least a 3.0 average and score at least 21 on the ACT. While the students at CSAS are self-selected, they gain a place at the school by entering a lottery. According to both Kelly Kofelt and Jim Bowles, the principals in the upper and lower schools, their students are a cross-section of the population. So what are they doing? The answer would seem to boil down to setting high standards and operating on the assumption that all their students are capable of rising to their expectations. The school operates on the ancient Greek concept of paideia, which translates roughly as the moulding of a child. The philosopher Mortimer Adler applied the philosophy to contemporary education in a book called The Paideia Proposal. Adler is famous for saying, "There are no students that fail, only schools that fail to teach them." Kelly Kofelt is the principal in the lower school from kindergarten through the fifth grade. As she sees it, one of the reasons the school is so successful is because many of their students start in kindergarten.
We do get to see them grow up, and we know them, and it's really a family, you know, that old "it takes a village" adage. It really happens at CSAS. We see them from just so, they're such babies, you know, in kindergarten, and then we're so proud when they're graduating. And the journey does begin in kindergarten. It does. We emphasize that very early on, that Absolutely. This is, they're headed upstairs is what we say. You know, the kids upstairs do this, and college is right around the corner, you know, beginning at 5. And Jim likes to say, this is where college starts. Mm-hmm. This is.
College begins at CSAS.
And you're telling 5-year-olds this?
Absolutely.
Really?
That is exactly the message that not only we as administration, but our teachers, that's what's said. When you get to college, mm-hmm. when you move on to college, and that starts at kindergarten. I know that my son, I've only had one to come up through the kindergarten, but that is the message that he hears. And we know that's consistent from kindergarten all the way up to 12th grade.
Jim Bowles is the principal in the upper school, which starts in 6th grade. Do you have children that join the school after kindergarten?
We do. The majority that start kindergarten do stay. The class size increases in middle school, and so we let in some more there. And then in high school, it increases again. Mm-hmm. And we have a feeder pattern with CSLA, the School for Liberal Arts. And so their students have the choice of joining us in 9th grade, and the majority do. And so that adds to the graduating class as well. So that graduation rate really also is credited to CSLA.
Absolutely.
For a K-8 education.
Because you obviously have a very specific culture in
we
the
do.
School. Do you see a difference in children who start in kindergarten from those who start at 8th grade?
I would say yes. Not that there's necessarily a negative connotation to that, but definitely an understanding of the Paideia philosophy, which is what our school is all about. We definitely see that at the 9th grade level, where we take quite a few more students in from around the county. And then that's what's so important about the lottery process now, is that we want families to choose our school for the right reasons. You know, we're well known to be a safe school, a good school, and all these things. You know, you hear good things, but we're there about the philosophy and educating all kids at a high level and the different strategies and things that we use.
As Kelly Kofelt explained it, the Paideia approach is predicated on three interconnected columns. The first column, the smallest of the three, is the introduction of new information, the form of learning we've all experienced. Teacher stands at the front of the room and tells you the facts. The second is what they call coaching. At that point, the students are encouraged to own their own education, to take the information they've been given and apply it to the real world outside the classroom. The third segment of the approach is the Socratic method, asking questions, encouraging the students to articulate what they've learned.
Well, I really feel like the education at large has come around to where we have been for 25 years.
Absolutely.
With, like we mentioned, Common Core and the idea of just very high order thinking and high expectations for every student who comes through your classroom door, and not tracking and pegging students for certain, you know, levels, but then the writing and the reading and the speaking and the listening, which is part of what we're demanding of students in the and in the workplace. We've been doing that for 25 years. You know, it's it. That's why Common Core doesn't scare us.
Yeah, Kelly hit it right on the head. You know, a lot of things that we do, a lot of people are doing, you know, especially in, within our county. I found it interesting that Kelly had just gone to a national conference not too long ago and was in a
session
that was talking about seminar, and she was amazed at how many people were not really aware of seminar. That kind of just blows us away here, because that's something, like she said, we've been doing that for so long.
The Socratic method looks great when it works, but it's really difficult to implement. How do you do that, especially with little ones?
Well, to me, as a teacher, it's the only way I knew. It's the only way I taught, was to question. To me, it's just, and I tell people that all the time, it's just good teaching. It's how you should teach. Is, you know, you give a little lecture, you help them learn what they need to know, and you talk about it, and you share big ideas about it. That's how you should teach.
You know? Can you give me an example?
Well, let's say we're going to study exploration and the Spaniards coming over to the U.S. area, North America. And so you would give information about Balboa and DeSoto, you know, the factual information. You look at maps and the information that you need them to have just to even be able to talk about it, vocabulary words, things like that. And then coaching comes in to where they take that information. They might take a certain explorer and research him and find out where he went, what he did, what was the effect when he came on the natives, or what did he find when he came here. And so the coaching, they usually will end up with a product of some kind. It might be that they do a dramatic interpretation of that explorer, or they create some kind of a visual PowerPoint, whatever. And then the seminar comes in the form of, you might read a journal entry from DeSoto. And original works are very important in seminar, to find real texts. And so read that and then talk about, you know, what was he thinking? Is it okay to come here and conquer as he was thinking? Or is that not an okay idea? Or, you know, was it okay for them to come in search of riches? Is that a good reason to come and land on a so, you know, those are the big ideas. And so the you want the student to get a greater understanding, not just the facts, that yes, you know, people came here and conquered and settled, but you want to understand the big ideas behind it and really delve into how that affects going forward in America. What does that mean for us now?
And so a lot of things you just said, speaking, reading, listening, and writing, those are all the things from the Common Core. And so that's been taking place for over 25 years. And then while we're all a little nervous about the new testing and this and that, we feel very comfortable too, that this is what we've been doing. This is what we've been all about all along. And we look forward to that challenge.
The parents are expected to volunteer at the school and to be very involved in their children's education. The standards set for the students are demanding, but no more so than for the teachers, who often work long hours helping their students outside the classroom. And while the school sets high standards, it doesn't pressure the students. According to both Kelly Kofelt and Jim Bowles, the students are allowed to work at their own pace. So while the school operates on Mortimer Adler's three-column philosophy, and the implementation is also threefold, teachers, students, and parents equally, in many ways, it still comes down to the teachers. And CSAS is very careful in hiring only the most motivated people.
We hire as a team, so we get a lot of input from the teammates. Anybody on the staff who wants to participate can. And it's kind of intimidating when someone comes into that sort of an interview process if they're not used to it. But it's important to our staff, because our staff is very high quality, and they have a lot of heart and soul in it. So they want to see who's coming in, and they want to help with that process.
I think you're probably going here with this, but what's incredibly interesting is that there's quite a few faculty who are from CSS, who graduated from CSS. And that we can use them to say, hey, here are some products right here. And they're great teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, absolutely great teachers. And that's from the elementary level all the way up to high school.
We do.
We have CSAS graduates on our staff.
And they came back for a reason.
Absolutely.
Each one of those graduates will tell you they believe in what CSAS does and what it did for them, and they want to give that back as teachers. And that's an amazing compliment. I mean, obviously to us, there's no greater profession, vocation than to teach and educate others. So to have that, you know, type of belief fostered in someone is great. We also not only have second generation teachers, graduates, we have second generation parents who mm-hmm. now have brought their children to CSAS because they want the same experience for their children.
For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.